Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. All the places are going live. Hi, everyone. Organize 365. Oh my gosh, we are going to get organized. Organization is for me in 2023. Can you say organization is for me in 2023? I am so excited to just really have a conversation with you today. I am going to have a conversation with you today about getting organized, about setting intentions, about what does it mean to live an organized life? What does organization give you? Once you're organized, that's how you become productive. When you're productive, what does productivity give you? How can you learn to plan? And what is work-life balance? What the heck is work? What is life? What is work-life balance? I have cleared my calendar. You should just know I've cleared my calendar. This is really just a streamed podcast episode, and I'm going to go through the Friday Workbox Planning Day, the Productive Home Solution Planning Day. I'm going to give you a sneak peek inside, but to be honest, I could talk for a week and not show you everything that is inside all of these. So I will be sharing that. I will be answering questions at the end. The team is on here live. We have Monique, we have Steph, we have Virginia, we probably have other Organize 365 education team members in the chat, answering questions in the chat on the webinar, and pulling out questions that they see on all these different streams for me to answer at the end. So I'm going to take a breath, and I'm not going to worry about how long this takes. There will be a replay. If you're watching this streamed, it will load back, and then you can watch it later. You don't have to watch it live. But I really wanted to take some time here at the end of 2022 and really talk about when you set an intention to live an organized life, what does that mean? And what the heck is learning the skill of organization? Like, don't you just already kind of know that? So I have a couple of analogies. If you saw any of my promos, you know, we're going to be talking about Swiss cheese and Wooshers, and I'm a preschool teacher. So I have a lot of stories, and I have a lot of props to kind of articulate how we're all feeling. Like, we're all feeling like, oh, I want to have this thing. I want to be organized. I want to be more productive. So I have more time to do what? I don't know. Don't even know what we want to do with it yet. So organization. Organization is a three-part system. The first part is decluttering. Like, you've been doing that starting on the 26th. Like, it's your job. Like, everything that doesn't have a heartbeat in your house is possibly going to get decluttered. And, you know, some living things as well could go back to where they originated from or live from. Like, we just want to clear out the old and get ready for the new. That's totally normal. You get this way when you are ready to move, when you're changing from one season to another, and you naturally get this way at the end of the year, at the beginning of the summer, at the end of the summer. These are all natural times when you want to declutter. That decluttering energy, that is the little spark that I want to fan into a flame so that you can move into the next section of organizing, which is organizing. Organizing is taking what is left after you have decluttered, moving it around like puzzle pieces into different containers, different locations, different places, and putting it away and remembering where you put it so that you can pull it out when you need it. That's what organization basically is. And when you get anything organized, you immediately get a little burst of time. You know this is true. Like, just clean out your sock and underwear drawer and your pajama drawer, and you will notice that you get dressed just a little bit faster the next day. If you clean out your entire closet for a couple of weeks, it's like, boom, you get ready in the morning, everything's going just fine. Like, you get a little burst of energy. Anytime you actually reorganize things and get rid of what you don't need and then put it back somewhere so you can retrieve it, you gain time. Like, organization is where time comes from. If you want more time, get organized. Now, what happens is getting organized takes some time. It could take a year. It could take up to 3 years to actually get everything organized. And then you'll be done. And you think, I'm never going to be done. I've never been done. I'm never going to be done. I don't know what this snake oil is that you're selling, Lisa, but I am not going to be done because I've never been done before. I know that you'll get done because a couple of years ago, a bunch of people who were in the original program that we had before the Productive Home Solution got done. And they said, darn you, Lisa, I'm done. And they didn't like it actually because they had so much time. When you have so much time, you then need to decide what to do at that time. And it's then when you add in productivity. So organization is like building a car, buying a car. Productivity is the gas that you put inside of the car that lets it go further. And the gas needs to be replenished. You don't need to buy a new car. You don't need to move houses. You don't need to buy more containers, but you do need to continually fill up the gas tank so that the organization that you've done goes further. And that is the productivity. And that is why we have so many planning days here at Organize 365. Okay, so that's the cycle of organization: decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity. Now let's talk about work. Here's what I've realized in the last couple of years. There's this huge conversation about it, work-life balance. How do we have work-life balance? Here's what I've realized. Everything is work. Your entire life is work. All of it is work. There's work that is done at home. There's work that is done at work. You even have work when you're on vacation. All of life is work. When people say work-life balance, usually what they're talking about like is when I'm at home, I want more balance of my time at home separate from work time where an employer tells me what to do. Here's the thing though, you get paid when an employer tells you what to do. At home, you don't get paid, you don't get accolades. As a matter of fact, the work just like multiplies like rabbits. Like it's just, and it's invisible. So most people don't even know you did anything. So here are two examples and you will resonate with one of these. I love these memes where you have, you know, the mom with the baby on the hip and the kids running around, the house looks like a bomb went off, and the spouse comes in and they say, what'd you do all day? And they're like, oh, I'll tell you what I did all day. Like, I did a lot of things all day. I kept these humans alive and I am still alive. So I think that I get an A+. Or more of you might even relate to this, where you go to work, a job, and you do your job description all day. And, you know, the unexpected happens and you have to put out this fire and then they call an extra meeting. And then this one thing you thought was going to take 5 minutes took 5 hours, and you get to the end of the day and your supervisor says, what do you do all day? And you're like, you know what I do? I did all of this for you. You think I want to do this? I don't want to do this. So whether you're doing unpaid work at home or paid work at work, there's a lot of work that you do that is invisible. It is invisible to everyone around you, but it's also invisible to you. Yeah. You know you're working, like you're not sitting around reading a book and eating bonbons. By the way, bonbons are amazing. If you don't know what that is, it's a little vanilla ice cream covered in chocolate. I think we should find them. And I think we should read books and eat them, but nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it. You're like, oh, I want to get done with work so that I can get home so that I can work again. No, that's not what you say. You say you want to get home so that you can work, so you can enjoy your life. But you know what you do? You walk in the house and you go, oh, I need to throw a load of laundry in. I need to finish the dishes. Oh, I want to make sure that I get the paint to paint that room next weekend. Oh, I need to put this away. I'm just going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to go through the mail. Like next thing you know, 2 hours have passed and you're like, wow, why am I so hungry? Oh yeah, I forgot to feed myself. And then you go, you're working. It's all work. Like unless you're in a bubble bath, doing a jigsaw puzzle, reading a book or watching a movie, it's all work. And you're never done. It's never going to be done. Your work at home, your work at work is never going to be done. So if you think, well, if I just do the Productive Home Solution, then I will be done with my work and then I'll be able to eat bonbons and read a book. I'm just going to tell you, go take a nap, read the book, buy the bonbons. Like, no, work is never going to end. The differences between an organized, productive life and the one where you're not organized is the kind of work you're doing. Reactive work versus proactive work, because the work is always going to be there. Life is about being in control of your time, in control of your destination, and having more say about where your life energy goes, both at home and at work. And you can have work-life balance. It's all about being in control, being the one that is driving, being proactive. And unless you do planning, you're not going to be in the driver's seat. Let me give you an example. Here's the fact. You will go to bed tonight. You will wake up tomorrow. You'll go to bed tomorrow night. You'll wake up the next day. You'll go to bed and you will continue to live your life. Somebody's planning it. Your employer is planning the work that you will do and the job that they had you hired for. And just the unending amount of tasks that it takes to be a human in the real world will determine how you spend your life at home. Laundry has to be done. Meals have to be made. You have to buy the food. You have to pay the bills. You have to clean the house. Like, you have to do these things. Like, no one else is going to do them. You have to do them. You have to do them. That is a reactive life. A proactive life declutters what you don't need from the past seasons that you've already had, organizes what is left so everything moves easier, and gives you more time. And at first, you'll get a little bit more time, a couple hours a week. And then after you get the Sunday basket going, you have 5 hours a week. After you do the Productive Home Solution, you'll have about 12 hours a week. I have so much extra time right now. I am going to start getting a PhD next week. And already I am trying to figure out how I'm actually going to get the 30 hours in my calendar. I have planned out the next 120 days, the 30 hours for the PhD. I've recorded 3 months worth of podcasts. Like, I am ready to go. And part of me is like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this and still do my job and still maintain my family the way I want to. And the other thought I had literally yesterday, I haven't even started yet, is like, I'm going to be so bored in 4 years. Like, I'm already knowing that when this big project is done, it's going to leave this huge void that I'm going to want to fill with something. And I'm already starting to think about what I want to do 4 years from now with the time I know I'm going to have after I get a PhD. That's me at 50. Me at 40 was a hot freaking mess. 40, 11 years ago this week, I had just quit my teaching job. I was overweight. I was depressed. One of my kids was really, really sick. My house was an abomination. Like, I had not organized it in like 3 years. We were in the most debt we'd ever been in. I was so stressed about everything. And also, I was the most negative person you've ever met in your life. You would not have been my friend. You would not have wanted to hang out with me for more than 5 minutes. You've been like, you know what? Sounds like you're in a dumpster fire. I don't have an extinguisher. So I'll check back with you later. I was just a mess. I was about to turn 40 years old. Everything in my life had been going down this slow, slow, painful slide into the bottom of the abyss that I now found myself in over the last 7 years. It was 7 years of like, life is great. I live in a pink bubble too. My parents got divorced. My dad got sick. My dad passed away. My kids got sick. The world went through 2007, 2008, 2009. The direct sales company I was with went bankrupt twice, not once, twice. I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, the only thing that was going right was that my marriage was strong and I was healthy. Other than that, it was just sheer chaos. And I remember saying to myself, and the reason I quit my job was this: I cannot live the next 60 years this way, because a lot of the women in my family live to be 100. And that was 20 years ago. So the odds are I'm not only going to hit 100, I'm probably going to make it to 112, 120. Because I mean, I'm only 50. Do you see technological advances? Like, I'm, the good Lord willing, I'm definitely making it to 100. So I'm at 40 and I'm sitting here going, I cannot live this reactive life, going to bed at midnight, getting up at 5 a.m. and feeling like a hamster in a wheel for the rest of my life. Like, I'm roadkill. I don't want to live a roadkill life for another 60 years. And so I started a transformation between living a reactive life to a proactive life. And over the last 11 years, Organize 365 has followed me on that journey. And then the last 3 years, the amount of time and capacity I've been able to unlock for myself and our company and the people who followed us has been amazing. I've written 4 books. And a lot of you who follow Organize 365 have written books too. Started companies, started foundations, adopted children, started families, bought houses, all the things. Because you have time from organization and capacity from productivity. Capacity comes from being proactive. No one is going to knock on your door and go, hi, you know, you're doing such a great job cleaning the house that I was going to offer you XYZ. No, they're not coming. You've got to not try to get an A+ and be perfect in your housework and get more time to do what you are uniquely created to do. And so driving home like a week ago, 11 years ago, I said to myself, I'm failing as a homeowner. I'm failing as a teacher. I'm failing as all these things. I will never forgive myself if I end up failing as a wife and a mother. And so I quit my job. And I was like, no one else can be the mother for Joey and Abby, and no one else can be the wife for Greg. So even though we needed the money, we needed my sanity more, quit my job. I started Organize 365 and I started taking back our house. I've written about this in a book called Organization is a Learnable Skill. It's my story of 2012. How did I go from this stressed out, overwhelmed, negative person to a business owner who was positive with a plan and was starting to make traction in the matter of 12 months? It was all about literally bringing my whole life to a grinding halt, turning 180 degrees, and then starting forward again. And that's not easy to do. And it takes time. And you may be at that point where you're like, me, I'm at the bottom of the pit. I'm in the dumpster fire. That's me. And I don't see a way out. I don't know how you could get out of this. Like, I've been trying for 7 years, and I was getting deeper and deeper and deeper into depression, overwhelm, debt, overweight, all of the things. It's a mental game first. So if this is your first hearing of Organize 365, I go listen to the podcast. There are like 900 episodes. I've been doing this for like ever. Almost 18 million downloads. I talk about this kind of stuff on the podcast all the time. How do you change your mindset? How do you see a different future than the one that is smacking you in the face every day? And it is all an inside game. It is all an inside game. And it can be done at any age. Like Joey, my son, who works here, who's 22, he's got the right mindset. Like the conversations I can have with him about mindset and what you do and how it impacts your world is Mensa level. Like this kid gets it. Like he totally gets it. And then there are people that I know that have all the accolades and all the degrees and all the things, and they just think that life happens to you. It does not happen to you. You are in charge of your life, and you are the only one who can change it. And for so many people, that happens when you get organized. Because decluttering, that first part of that organizational cycle, is the letting go of the stuff you don't need. But it's not just the stuff you don't need, like, I don't need this sock, these socks that have holes in it. It's when I decluttered all of the books about pregnancy and infertility, because I had accepted that our family grew through adoption and was never going to grow through my being pregnant, even though that's what I'd wanted since I was a little child. That's the kind of decluttering that happens when you organize. Really, really processing through the future life you thought you were going to have, that you do not have, that you will never have, and letting that go so the what you have today can be fanned. That flame can be fanned into what is going to be your future, which is not what you expected, but it could be just as good or better than you ever thought, because it is what it is. And you are in control of that. So work at home, work at work. This is where this work-life balance comes into. And I'll be honest with you, it took me 3 to 5 years to actually get both of them organized. Getting the home organized took a solid year for me, because I did about 10 to 15 hours a week, honestly, in 2012. I spent so much time. I became a professional organizer. Like, it was my entire job. Getting my work organized has taken longer because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a visionary. Organizing my work was section one. Then organizing myself as a manager was section two. And now understanding it from the reverse perspective of an employee moving up to management is something that I've just really learned in the last year, thanks to Steph, who runs our Friday Workbox Club, really showing me how you just reverse the order of the Friday Workbox and it works for an employee. Most of your life is work. When you say work, you're thinking what you get paid for. That's not how we define work at Organize 365. It's not how we ever have. I've been saying for 6-7 years, work is whatever you spend the majority of your 9-to-5 doing Monday through Friday. It has nothing to do with if you get paid or not. Because I was a stay-at-home parent for a long time. That was my work. Now I'm an entrepreneur. That is my work. Next, I'm going to be getting a PhD. That is my work. In one, there was no money transaction. In the other one, I earned money. And in this one, I'm going to end up paying money. The money part has nothing to do about if it is work. Work is your life energy going into something for a future. And that happens at home, and that happens at work. Organization gives you time, which gives you mental capacity. And it gives you less stress and anxiety, which opens up your time for planning. So let's talk about this. Organize 365 started doing research a couple of years ago. And I was like, I'm going to do this research to prove that women are doing all the work. It's literally what I was thinking. And then I did the research. And I was like, this is not what I expected to find out from that research. And what I found out was, we have Swiss cheese organizing people. That is what we have going on around here. I have a teaching degree and I've been teaching the skill of organizing. And I thought, well, nobody thinks that you can get organized. So I did my study and I was like, do you think that organization is a learnable skill? 87% of 6,000 Americans said, yep. I was like, you know, it's learnable. Wait, this isn't a revelation I had. Like, you knew it was a learnable skill. Yeah, we knew it was learnable. I was like, okay, great, 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 great. So I just want to see where we are in our getting organized. So if you say, are you organized? Like, that's such a loaded question. Like, am I perfect? No. Am I a hoarder? No. How do I answer that question? So I was like, all right, that's too broad of a question. I need to be more academic. I need to make a more succinct question. So my question was this. All right, let's take four categories. Are you organized in your personal spaces? Are you organized in your family spaces? Are you organized in your storage spaces? Are you organized in your paper? And I was like, okay, 87% believe organization is a learnable skill. Here are the four categories. Same people, give me your score. Oh my gosh, you guys, it was so sad. It was so sad. 13% of people said they were personally organized. And I was like, I just wanted to cry. Do you know what personal organization is? That's your closet is organized, your bathroom space is organized where you get ready, your purse or your backpack and wallet is organized, your car is organized, your side of the bed or bedroom is organized. 13% said yes. I mean, that's what I teach children in the kids program and of adults. We have 13. I was like, well, if organization is a learnable skill and I'm the organizing teacher, talk about failing grade. Like that's less than 1 in 5, less than 1 in 6. Like it's so few. Well, maybe we're better at organizing our family spaces. You know, everything on the first floor of a 2-story house, our kitchen, our family room, our living room, dining room, laundry room, front hall, spare bathroom. How are you guys doing on that? 14% said they had that organized. I was like, what about the storage room? How's your storage room, your attic, your shed, your spare bedroom, your offsite storage? 15% are organized. I was like, well, we know nobody has paper organized. Oh, no, no, no. Highest score ever, 18% said they had their paper organized. I was like, where do I start? Where do we start? And that's where you're sitting right now. You're like, it's all disorganized, Lisa. Where do I start? Where do I start? Swiss cheese organizing, what does that mean? Well, let me just pretend like I was watching you in your house. Let's say you're gonna go organize your kitchen this weekend, because you probably are. So you're gonna go in your kitchen, this is exactly what you're gonna do. You're gonna open up your refrigerator and you're gonna clean out your refrigerator and you're gonna throw that stuff in the trash. And if you have a lot of energy, then you might actually wipe off the shelves because, you know, it's a new year, new me, gonna get in shape. I'm gonna eat better this year, so I better clean out the whole refrigerator. You get the refrigerator done. If you still have energy, you might do the freezer, but usually we're like, yeah, just do the freezer next week. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna organize the kitchen. So you clean off all the countertops. You clean them real good. You deep clean the sink. You run all the dishes. And by now, you're pretty much out of energy. And you're like, oh, it looks good. So I'll just move on. That's Swiss cheese organizing. You didn't organize anything. All you did was declutter and clean. You didn't even get to organizing, let alone increasing productivity. And you're done. Like the next time you're going to come to the kitchen is going to be, I don't know, 4 months from now. You're like, yeah, it looks pretty good. That's good. If you really get a wild hair and you're like, I'm going to spend the whole day in the kitchen, then you'll get a couple of cabinets cleaned out, probably the food ones, because you want to change your diet in 2023. So you'll do the food related cabinets. And if you're going to do it on Sunday and you're like doing a deep clean and you're only focusing on the kitchen, then you might get to the silverware drawer, but you definitely are not going to get to that bottom drawer. And you know that cabinet that's in the corner that you have to get down on the floor and like climb in and use a flat? Like you've never even been to the back of it. You don't even know what's in that cabinet. You're not organizing that one. When we organize, and I'll just tell you the kitchen, because like I said, we're already almost half an hour in. I haven't even gotten to the program yet. In the Productive Home Solution, there are 52 weeks of lessons. When we organize the kitchen, which we will do in January, we will do it over 4 weeks. 4 weeks. There are over 24 videos alone of how to organize every single space in your kitchen. Your kitchen will be so organized, you will think that you just moved. And that is how you should feel when you've organized. Like everything should be that organized. But already you're thinking, I don't have that kind of time. I know, right? Here's the thing. You're already spending it. You're already spending it looking for things. You're already spending it frustrated. You're already spending it pretending that you're not working, but actually working on things that are invisible. Now, what is not included in our end of the year bundle is the Sunday basket. And the Sunday basket is where you want to start. So if you haven't started yet, you might want to just start with the Sunday basket. The Sunday basket will give you 5 extra hours every week. I'm not going to go into that this week, but it's everything that goes on the kitchen counter, all your actionable to-dos. It gets you from being reactive to being proactive. It is step one because it turns the ship for you. The Sunday basket turns the ship for you without creating any chaos in your house. Once you have the Sunday basket going and you understand that you, not only is organization a learnable skill, but you can be organized. Then you're like, oh. You know, there are lots of skills you can learn. Tying your shoes is a skill that you can learn. It's a skill that you learned in kindergarten. I taught it to kindergartners, hence the cheese hat I'm wearing. You learned the skill of organizing or tying your shoes. And you've maintained it your entire life. And you're never going to have to learn it again unless something catastrophic happens. And you use it whenever you need it. You don't even think about it. Then you learned the language of English, which is not an easy language to learn, by the way. I'm still trying to figure out how to spell things. I just sent a meme to my husband yesterday, which was the spelling of the word Q, which is Q-U-E, Q-E or something like that. And it says, Q is just how you spell Q is you put a letter Q there and then a bunch of letters that don't make any sounds. That's English. Like English. Spelling, English, grammar, oh my gosh, like I still don't get it. And I've been speaking it my entire life. It's not even my second language. It's my first language. I still don't even get it. I don't even have a second language. My second language is sarcasm. I've taken 4 years of French. I've been to Spain and I speak Spanish. But I mean, if you want to know if I'm fluent in anything other than English, it's only sarcasm because I just haven't learned the skill. At 4 years of French, all I can say is je m'appelle Elise, which is my name is Lisa. That's it. I don't even remember anything else from 4 years of, I just don't. So the skill of organizing is not complicated, but we've never struggled with it long enough to get beyond the surface level of organization. Because when you were a kid, if you shove everything in your closet or under your bed, your mom and dad said that your room was clean enough that you could go play. And you learned that all you had to do to be clean and organized was get a passing grade in your bedroom so you could get out there and do what you really wanted to do, which was not cleaning and organizing. And now you're an adult and you live in a house and you're like, nah, good enough. I'm going to go watch Netflix because I'm exhausted. Can't remember what I did, but I know I did a lot of work. And it is going to be a lot of work to get organized. I'm not going to lie to you. To fill in all these holes on the Swiss cheese of organizing in our lives is actually mostly holes and very little cheese. Because storage room, when I said storage room, did your heart skip a beat? Because you're like, ugh, I'm going to have to put the holiday decorations down there soon. Ugh. Yeah. But it's okay. because I have figured out how to organize a house. I have organized hundreds of houses physically in Cincinnati. The course to get your home organized, to get your work organized, is PhD level content in kindergarten entertainment, basically. I don't talk down to you, but I simplify everything that you need to organize in your house to a level in which you can understand it. If you have children, they can help you. You and your spouse, you and your parents, whoever's with you is going to understand it. And every little lesson is like 1 to 3 minutes long. Like, it's just a bite-sized thing. I'm like, okay, today I want you to go do your silverware drawer. That's it. And you go and you do it and you're like, I'm done. Yep, you're done. Today, you know, 20 minutes. Some days you have to do your refrigerator. That, you know, if you're really going to do it, that's going to take probably a couple hours. Little tasks, big tasks, you can skip tasks. They're all asynchronous. You could just cherry pick whatever you want to do. And in the Productive Home Solution, we go through all of those spaces in your house that I talked about. Your personal organization lessons. So in personal organization, we're going to go through your closet, your bathroom, your bedroom, your books, your home office, your computer, your phone, your email, your calendar. In your storage room, we're going to go through preparing your storage room. I'm big on like setting zones and actually thinking before we get started. Household decor, holiday decor, household overflow, home improvement stuff, and on and on. In the family and communal spaces, we'll do kitchen, week one, week two, week three. Meal planning, family rooms, electronics, living room, dining room, entryway, back hall, closets, garage sales, laundry rooms, cleaners, deep cleaning, spare bedrooms, and guests. Bathrooms, games, hobbies, travel organization. And then we move to the paper. Medical paper, financial paper, household operations paper, household reference paper, making doctor's appointments. What if you're going to move? How do you organize a garage and shed? How do you take some time out for yourself and reflect, which we call embrace? All of these things, meal planning, prepping, all these are the 52 weeks. And then when you start your plan, each week you've got worksheets that are going to walk you through what you do inside of those lessons. It's color-coded at the top based on what category we're doing, what area we're doing. In the replay, we'll give you a video where you could see this book flipped through page by page. So the Productive Home Solution is delivered. Every single thing, pretty much, that Organize 365 delivers comes with three components because we're a school. Like, you're not buying a course. You're not buying a physical box. You're not like, I've been doing this for 11 years. Martha Stewart just turned 80. I'm 50. I think I've got another 30 years in me. Like, this school is going to go on for a long, long, long time. Organize 365 is a school. And at this school, we teach you organization and increased productivity so that you have more time and you could do what you're uniquely created to do to bless the world with that time. In order to do that, in order to meet all the different learning styles and all the different modalities in an asynchronous setting, I created a three-prong approach to teaching these skills. The first is content. There is a ridiculous amount of content. I thought about it the other day. I was like, you know, 900 podcast episodes. And then we've got like, I don't know, in the back of our Vimeo, we have 2,500 videos. I'm making this video. I'm a content producing machine. I was like, why is creating content like literally not a problem for me? And I just do it all the time. And I realized, because I was a teacher. That's all teachers do. Like, every single day is a new day. Every day we have to teach like 8 lessons. Like, creating content is not a problem. And breaking complex skills down into step-by-step lessons, not a problem. And meeting multiple different people where they are, not a problem. Generations, whatever, none of this is a problem. So every single thing you get is going to have a dashboard. This is the dashboard for the Productive Home Solution. The Productive Home Solution, the pink one is all your lessons on personal organization. The purple is all your lessons on storage organization. The dark blue is all your lessons on family organization. And the green is all your lessons on paper organization. And then the teal and orange ones are, the orange ones are the planning days I'll talk about at the end. And the teal are like getting started or just administrative / buckets. So I'm about to talk about the Business Friday Workbox. Here's the dashboard for the Business Friday Workbox. Again, teal is going to be your administration, orange is going to be for planning days, and then the dark blue is the course material that you have for creating your Friday workbox. So there is a dashboard. There's an onboard learning. Now I'm in my orientation for my PhD class and I started it yesterday and it's taking me all week to figure out how they deliver information. And I was like, oh, I'm getting so many ideas about how we can make it even easier for you to understand how to get all the content that we have. But number one is there is lesson plans upon lesson plans upon lesson plans. There is so much content. There's not anything that you're going to need to get organized that we haven't thought of or we haven't created a lesson for. I'm working with a new consultant and they were looking at our binders. And that's the second thing. We send you a physical product. So we send you a physical product also. And in the Productive Home Solution, you get these binders. So you'll get four binders. These binders replace your file cabinet. They do not have sheet protectors. I just have sheet protectors so that I can flip this easier while I am on screen with you. So as you can see, it's not an empty binder. It's an amazing binder. It's a one touch, 2-inch D-ring binder, all these things, has these slash pockets. This workbook is what is so awesome about this binder. And the reason why the workbook is so awesome is because it tells you what you should have for your financial information. Organizing the physical papers that you have is like a part of paper organization, but paper organization is both mental and it is physical. And when you need to settle an estate, like I needed to settle my father's estate, everything that is in here are questions that your estate lawyer is going to ask you or you need in order to finalize the estate. 30% of that might be in the file cabinet. Another maybe 30% of that might be on a computer if you can log into the computer. But 40% of what you need is actually in your parents' head or your head or whoever you're settling the estate for. And if you don't get it on paper, it will be lost forever. And I know this because I had to settle an estate and my friend had to settle an estate. So we made this binder. And when I was talking to this new consultant, he said to me, okay, so how often do you find that you missed something and you need to update these binders, these workbooks that you have in these binders? And I was like, update the workbooks? He's like, yeah, like when do you find out that you missed something? I was like, never. Like thousands of people have bought these binders. No one's offering any improvements. We even added pets in there, like nothing. Like we've shown this to estate lawyers and they're like, wow, that's comprehensive. Like I should have created that. A lot of these things are to make visible the invisible work that happens at home and to organize life experiences we're all going to have. You are going to settle someone's estate. You are going to be an executor at some time in your life. You may not even realize you're listed as an executor for someone, but you'll find out you are. So settling an estate is something we all will need to do. And in the meantime, it'd be nice to know all your financial information. I'll be honest with you. I didn't organize my financial information because I didn't want to know how little we had. And I didn't want to know how much debt we had. And so that's why I kept putting it off. So if you're thinking that, totally normal. That's totally normal. The next one is the medical binder. The medical binder is like 10% in your filing cabinet, maybe 5% on your computer, and 85% in your head. If you don't write this down, nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. So the medical industry is digital, but only for the last 5 to 7 years. And my doctor, I just called to get my test results. And then I said, can I log into a portal? They go, no, we don't have a portal. I said, great. Email me my whole medical file then, please. So my doctor is still paper pencil. I don't even know how he is still paper pencil. But every time you go to a brand new doctor, they ask you the exact same questions. And when I realized I had gone to 110 doctors and school appointments for my children in 2004, in one 365 calendar year. I was like, how do we speed this up? They all ask medical health history. What drugs have you been on before? What are your symptoms? They all ask the same questions. So I was like, great. Let's just fill it out for ourselves. I started typing this out and taking it in and giving it to the new offices. And the doctors were like, thank you. Thank you very much. This binder is will get out of your head all the information for you about your medical health history to ease communication with your doctors. It also is everything that you need to be power of healthcare. So if you are power of healthcare for a sibling, for a parent, for a friend, this is all of the information that you will need in order to make the best medical decisions for them on their behalf. This will help you if you are fighting cancer to keep all of this information in here. Now, this binder is very customizable. And yes, we're in a digital world, but I will tell you story after story after story that the Organize 365 audience has shared with me about having physical copies of tests, physical copies of test results for doctors when they're in the doctor's appointment, when the doctor has access to the entire portal, has sped up their diagnosis and their treatment, has led to better outcomes, and in multiple cases, either saved their life or allowed them to actually have a baby. This was a story. I was like, this person was on the Wednesday podcast. I was like, no, I don't think we should put on it. There's no way that this helped you get pregnant. She's like, no, I will tell you, the doctor said emphatically, even though they had access to all of the same information that I showed them on in physical form, they said there was something about seeing it on paper that made them realize where they were supposed to implant the embryo because they had tried over and over and over again. And when they did what they saw on paper, which was the same thing they were looking at on the computer screen, she got pregnant. I'm like, oh my God. You guys, paper is powerful. Organize 365 has nothing to do with containers. It's not about my binder is the best binder. But the information inside of the binder, I mean, there is so much thought and effort that has gone into every single one of these because these solve the unexpected life events that we are all going to have. We are all going to have them. No one gave you a playbook. You can't Google it. So I was like, this is what I wanted when my dad got sick. This is what I wanted when my dad died. This is what I wanted when I had to sell my family home. And I had to figure out for the realtor all the stuff that you have to figure out when you sell your family home. That's why I created this. This is the binder I use probably on a weekly basis. Has all that stuff like, what size is our furnace filter? How much mulch do we spread around here? Like all those kind of questions, but also how many home improvements have you had? What are the taxes for you? Like all of this is in here. And organizing paper in a rainbow color-coded file cabinet is a hobby project. It doesn't even give you everything you need. Because when you're settling an estate, and I've talked to multiple estate lawyers, and I've been yelled at by one of them, your estate lawyer has no idea what papers are in your filing cabinet or how your assets are titled or what you even have. You need this information in physical form because paper does two things. One, it speeds up communication between you and a professional, you and a lawyer, you and a doctor, you and a realtor, you and a school where you are advocating for your kid's IEP. That's a different binder. And second, it takes the emotion out of everything. So it's a different binder we have for IEPs called the Warrior Mama binder. When I, as the crazy mom, go in and advocate for my kids in the school, I get the label and they're like, we're not giving Mrs. Woodruff what she wants. When I come in with a binder and I'm able to show them in black and white test results that back up what I just verbally said, they open up their wallets and they start paying for everything that my kids need. The difference between A and B is a piece of paper. Did my knowledge change? No. Did my children's need change? No. Did the result change because of one piece of paper? Yes. Paper is powerful. People respect what is written on paper more than what you say with your mouth. And also, it takes away emotion, not in the case of your kids. You're gonna cry. But a lot of times you feel more confident when you have the paper to show people. And when people read things on a paper, like when a new doctor will read your health history on a paper, there's not you trying to explain and oh yeah, and this thing, and then this thing happened and you're telling it out of order. You've thought through it in advance. You've written it down on paper, the doctor is reading it, and instead of going through the 20 questions they will normally ask you, they will read your whole health history, and then they'll say, okay, I just have three more questions. And then after they ask and answer, you answer those three more questions, they'll say, okay, this is what I want to try first. Okay, you've been there. How many new doctor appointments have you gone to where by the time you get through the intake program and answering all their questions and doing all their paperwork, you have 2 minutes left and they go, oh, well, all we're going to be able to do today is this. So you'll have to make another appointment. Not my way. My way, you leave with whatever prescription or diagnosis or whatever you need with another appointment and a lot of progress made. Paper is powerful. And that's why Organize 365 is so doubling down on paper. And we are the paper organization experts. I wrote the book, The Paper Solution, Paper Organized. And we have the operations binder. Okay, I'm going to put this in my lap so I don't forget. I'm going to talk about planning next. Remember, there is a replay. I told you. Long podcast. Just stick with me. Enjoy. So that is just the physical that is going to be mailed to you. You get this playbook. It's a big playbook, which we will send you the video where you can watch the flip through of this. That goes with all the courses that are online. You get all of these binders sent to you in the Productive Home Solution. And when you make the Productive Home Solution purchase, it includes planning day and a workbook. I'll talk about at the end. Let's talk about the Business Friday Workbox, because this is the end of the year bundle that we have. Organization is for me in 2023. I'm going to get my work and my home organized so that I can be in charge of my life in 2024. And that's okay. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to lie to you. It is going to take the full year plus some for you to really be able to be like, oh, now I can focus on my life. This is not a, you know, set it and forget it or a magic trick that we're doing over here. I am an expert at teaching you the skill of getting organized. And teaching you the skill of getting organized, I mean, just with those binders alone, you're probably like, I never thought about any of that. Right. When you go to school and you enroll in a class, you know that you want the end result. I know I want a PhD in 4 years. I have no idea what they're going to teach me, how they're going to teach me. Oh my gosh, I had to take a pre-test about the online library. I'm so embarrassed. I did not even understand. It was like it was in French. I was like, guess. Like of the 10 questions, I knew the answer to 2 of the 10 questions. And then I started watching the videos about how you search in a research-based university. There was one question in there that said, like, if you were searching for this and this, which I didn't even know what those words meant. They were so high level. It said, and then it had like these gobbledygook things, like, would you use, and one was browsing, because I learned about, would you do browsing and then this thing and then this thing or this thing and this thing? I was like, I don't know what these keywords are. I don't know what, like, what are you researching? Is this like medical research or something? Oh my gosh. And now I've watched the videos and I'm like, oh, those are databases. Like the browsing is like another one. And then I don't even know. I haven't watched all the videos. I'm like, oh, I didn't even have the language to take the pretest. And I haven't even started my classes yet. I mean, there was a point where I was like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can go back to school. I don't know if I'm qualified. That is what Organize 365 is going to make visible for you at first. Like there's so much work that you're doing at home. It's so much work that you're doing at work that you don't even realize you're doing. We want to make it visible to you, which is going to be completely overwhelming. But we want to do it so you can declutter everything that's no longer serving you or is not going to serve you in the future. And then you can organize what's left and then you can add productivity on it to increase your time and your capacity. So when we get to work, the Friday Workbox also includes a dashboard I showed you and this physical box with these slash pockets and a manual that walks you through it. This physical product will organize all of the things that you do at work. And it will take you a solid year to really, really be good at using your Friday Workbox. The Sunday basket, you can get this up and running and pretty much be an expert in about 6 to 8 weeks. Friday Workbox, you should give yourself 12 months. And my father always said, you don't really understand a job or a business or your role in an organization until you've been there through all the seasons, all 12 months. You need to give yourself the 12 months with the Friday Workbox. We will, in the dashboard, I tell you how to use it if you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, if you are a team leader, if you're an employee, if you're a freelancer, if you're a volunteer, if you're like, all of it is in the dashboard about how to set up the box. But the awesome part of the Business Workbox system is the third component. So I've told you there's a physical component and there is an online learning component. The third component is our education team and our community. So we have an Organize 365 app. Some of you are watching this right inside of the app. And in the Organize 365 app, we have a whole education team. Monique is in charge of the Sunday Basket and the certification program. Michelle also joins us in the Sunday Basket Club. She's the head of our customer support. Steph runs the Friday Workbox Club. And let me just tell you, She understands Friday Workbox better than I do, and I created it. And then Tanya supports you in the Productive Home Solution, the Paper Organizing, and the Kids Program. All of them work in all of the different groups, but they all are responsible for one group. So just in case you didn't know, customer service is actually our education department. So our education department and customer service are the same people. You know, our app is not on Facebook, so it's our own app. So we put posts in there to motivate you, encourage you, and inspire you, and answer any questions that you have. And the community is so supportive and so engaging and so loving and so amazing and so positive. Organize 365 has five values, and positivity is one of those. And I just do not tolerate negativity at all. I lived that life for 40 years. I gave it up when I turned 40, and I'm not going back. We are all positive all the time. As Marie Forleo says, everything is figure outable. We will find a way to figure it out. So that education team, though, offers a Friday Workbox Club. When you make this purchase, you get a 90-minute weekly live Friday Workbox Club that is run by Steph, which is going to start here in a couple of hours. On Sunday, the whole education team takes turns running a 90-minute co-working time for the Sunday Basket Club on Sundays. In the summer, we do an education camp, and we have an education club that is during the school year on Thursdays. So there is a community aspect to every single component that we have. And in the Friday Workbox, it is that weekly setting that time, doing your Friday Workbox live with Steph or watching the replay that holds you accountable and keeps you moving proactively and productively. I am showing you the end of the year bundle that is for work-life balance. If you are like I was 15 years ago and your work, the thing that you are spending the most time Monday through Friday doing is being a primary parent, which I am all for, we have a different end of the year bundle that includes the Productive Home Solution, the Sunday Basket, in the kids program. So check that out if that would apply to you more. Now, I want to switch over into productivity and planning. And team, I told you guys this one was going to go long. Remember, there's a replay if you want to watch the replay. I have a lot of strengths. My biggest weakness is probably sales and like saying, you should do this and you should do it now. And the cart's closing. Da, da, da. I'm such a teacher slash mom slash friend. I want you to really understand the transformation that you're signing up for when you partner with Organize 365. I am so invested in our clients' success, which is why I am awake again at 3:30 this morning, 4 o'clock yesterday. Think about like, okay, so when I do the webinar today, I want to make sure that they understand that there are these three parts and that you have the car, but you need the gas. And like, I'm thinking about all these things that I'm going to be telling you about. Put the cheese head on it. How can I, here's the thing. Organization is 100% optional. You do not need to have an organization program. You don't actually need to get organized. Maybe you yourself and many people around you are not organized. The truth of the matter is very few people are actually organized, and even fewer are truly productive. And they seem like unicorns to you. And you're like, they are just odd. And you know, we kind of are, because we have spent so much time and mental energy trying to figure out how to get more time. Like that's all I do. I think about how do I spend more time to get more time and get more time, get time. But then I put it on a podcast and I put in a course, and now you could just follow this path. And yes, it's going to take a couple of years, but can you imagine in 2024 that like you don't even think about housework anymore? Like it just all kind of gets done almost on autopilot because now it's just a habit. Can you imagine in 2025 that you have the capacity to start something new, write a book, go back to school? Like, can you imagine? Or have you stopped even imagining that because you've tried before and you just don't understand? And the way we usually try to get more time, and this is a great example, we still have another 3-day weekend coming up, right? We're like, yes, another 3-day weekend. If I get up Saturday morning, I work all day Saturday and all day Sunday and all day Monday, maybe when I go to work on Tuesday, I'll be ahead and I'll stay ahead for a couple of weeks. But then eventually life catches up with you and now you're back where you are today. Not with Organize 365. Like, we teach the skill of organizing so that the amount of work that needs to be done is reduced. And it's not through hire a housekeeper and delegate everything. No, like actually the amount of work is just residual. Like nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it. It's just gone. The work is actually gone. Because a lot of the work you're doing today is from a stage of life that you aren't even in anymore. And a lot of the work that you're doing today is about the stage of life you've moved into that you haven't processed through and thought about how to systematize and turn into a habit. And that is a great segue into our planning days. So the Productive Home Solution has three planning days each year. The next one is tomorrow at 10. If you sign up today, you will be registered for tomorrow at 10. If you sign up before 9 a.m. tomorrow, you'll be registered for tomorrow at 10. And I know you're going, but I'm not going to have the workbook. You've never attended planning day before. Let me just tell you, if you've gotten new ideas from this, planning day is like this coming through a fire hose. All I think about is planning. I think about time and planning and time and planning all the time. It's all I think about. And so I have so many ideas that I want to share with you by the time we get to planning day, that when you watch planning day tomorrow without your workbook, stop worrying about that, without your workbook, it is a live event experience. It's a live event. Come, bring your coffee, chat in the chat. The chat is like, you cannot even keep up. It's so fun. I don't even look at it. I can't because I'm busy teaching. It is so fun. We have 1,300 people coming to planning day tomorrow. I'm so excited. I have 1,300 people coming to planning day. It's so, I mean, can you believe it? Like, if they are doing it, it probably is fun. Like, and I know you're thinking, Lisa, there's no way 4 hours on New Year's Eve with you is fun. It is so fun because it is this protected time where you and I get to think and dream about the possibility of the next 4 months in your life proactively. Before it happens, it's the turning of the ship and then making the plan to go forward. And is it all going to work? No. Are you going to achieve all the goals? No. But you'll achieve some of them. Every time you do it, you'll get more and more and more and more. And here's the thing. You will get your house organized. You will. It may take you 3 years, but you definitely will hit an endpoint where you're done. You're going to be done organizing. You will never be done getting organized, planning. You'll never be done planning because planning is where capacity and impact comes from. And your capacity and your impact will keep growing and growing and growing. And that is what I love so much. I teach organizing so that I can teach you how to plan. Really, it's true. Organizing and getting something in your house to be done, there's no such thing as perfect. I'm actually going to teach you to lower your expectations to about 85%. No one's going to notice. You're going to get back a ton of time and then put it into something people are going to notice. The book you want to write, the foundation you want to start, the job you want to do, the school you want to go back for, the kids you want to adopt, the whatever. There's something you actually want to do that you're not doing because you don't have the time and you don't have the capacity. That comes from planning day. That comes from planning day. So we'll also put this video in with the replay. And if you're watching this streamed, you can email customerservice@organize365 and we could send you the replay and all these videos. So flipping through this one, you've never seen a workbook like this before. There's no planner in it. It's a planning day with no planner. You know, right? A planner is a date book. This is a planner. This is where we really plan out your time, plan out your habits. How are you going to do laundry? How are you going to do meals? How are you going to do your Sunday basket? How are you going to get your cleaning done? How are you going to get your maintenance done? What areas of the house are you going to organize? What does your ideal week look like? What are your goals for this? I mean, no one has ever planned this way before. And for sure, no one has ever planned this way before for the work that is unpaid that you do at home. But until you really make the invisible visible, and think about the capacity you have for the next 4 months, you're not going to make progress at home. Because here's what you're doing. You're doing what I was doing. You're trying to do it all. I am a child of God, a wife, a mother, a teacher, a right? Like, who are you? And if I don't say child of God first, then I'm not a good Christian. If I don't say wife next, then I'm putting my children above my husband. This is my mental that's going on inside of my head. Like, I have to say it in this order. So here are my God priorities, my husband priorities, my kid priorities. Okay, then maybe I'm allowed to have a work priority. And then now we're down to number five is like a personal priority. Like, I will just tell you right now, my number one priority this next trimester is my PhD, Oh, blasphemy. I know. You know what? I've been married to my husband for 27 years. He's going to be just fine. My kids are grown. My grandchild and my daughter live with me. They're going to be just fine. They get an hour a day. But my number one priority is 30 hours a week for the PhD, 30 hours a week for the PhD. And it will be for the next 4 years. And I would have felt guilty saying that even last year, because I should be giving all of me to everyone all the time. And you know what? It will benefit me, who's going to live at least 60 more years. 50 more years. I'm 50. Like, 4 years is a drop in the bucket, and I'll have the PhD forever. Or are you going to be like an A-plus expert laundry doer? I'm going to have the most perfect laundry. No one noticed. Put it unfolded in a laundry basket. Have them pull it out in the morning. Get that time back to do what? To do what? To do something. And I am a child of God, and I am a great wife, and I am a good mom and grandmother and business owner and all of those other things. But I will be prioritizing the newness of the PhD and integrating that into my life. And until I can articulate that and say it to myself, and I say it to all of you, but you don't have to tell anybody in your family if you're picking something other than what you have been traditionally doing, you can't start to figure out how the dominoes have to be lined up in order for that to be a true reality. Because you're too busy trying to get down the whole entire list, and you're down here at the bottom, and you're never pushing yourself up to the top. My kids are 22 and 21 years old, for crying out loud. When do I get to move up on the totem pole? Ever? Like, can I move up on the totem pole a little bit? So that's what we do in planning day. Now, the first planning day and workbook is included when you get the Productive Home Solution or either of the end of the year bundles. That is included. Each additional planning day and workbook, they come as a set, are purchased because it's also part of a live event. And you can purchase them one at a time, or you can get in a subscription plan. So let's talk about how we organize our business. And you may say, I don't need to organize my business. I work for a Fortune 50 company. Like, well, I just go, I do my job, I leave. Half of the people that are in our Workbox Planning Day work for companies that have, you know, more than 500 employees. So they do not own the company. They work in a Fortune 500, or they work in a financial institution, or they work in an educational institution, and they are somewhere in that pie, but they still know that whatever role they play in that company, they need to make the invisible work that they're doing visible first to themselves, second to their manager, so that we can reduce as much as possible to increase capacity. Here's how it works in paid work. I know, because I'm an employer. So as an employer, you hire someone to do a job, and that job has a whole bunch of things that they need to do. So, like, I'll just think about shipping and operations. Okay, so shipping and operations. You need to come in, you need to open up the office, you need to turn on all the lights, you need to match up all the orders from last night, you need to actually ship out the orders, you need to make sure all the inventory is adjusted, you need to restock for the next day. So that's like, what, 80% of your time, right? Most job descriptions take 80% of your time. Great. So I hire somebody in order to do a job, but I am a business owner and I like to have new projects. So I'm like, oh, we're going to get a new blah, blah, blah in. And we're also going to get new shelving back there. And we're going to do like whatever. Like, I'm over here CEOing and making up new stuff. I always tell the team, I am where work comes from. I'm always making work all the time. And I forget that 80% of their time is doing their job description, which is your green. And I'm like, hey, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. In the like 2 hours a day that they have that's not already accounted for. This is every owner, every manager. By the way, every single company in the United States was once an entrepreneurial company. They're all founded by people like me. We totally forget what you do all day long. We don't know. Like, what'd you do today? You're like, I shipped all these packages, created all this stuff. Like, I did all the stuff you told me to do. We forgot how we told you to do it because it's invisible. It is invisible to your manager, is invisible to your boss, everything that you're doing all the time. They only know the new, the change, the fire. That's all your boss and your manager knows. They forget about all of the actual job that you're doing. So when you do the Friday Workbox, you're going to be astounded at how much work you're doing. You thought you were doing this much work, and you're going to realize you're doing this much work. So first, it makes visible the invisible work to you. When it makes the invisible work visible to you, then you're able to make that work visible to your manager, to your business owner. And when you make that work visible to them, one of two things happens. One, they could pay you more because you already work at 60 hours a week, or they can hire someone else who can divide this load so you have more time for their projects. But then you realize why you get to the end of the workday and you're taking work home, or you're coming in on the weekend and you're still working, even though supposedly you got everything done, but you can't figure out why you can't get everything done in the allotted time. It's because they forgot what they told you you're supposed to be doing. And so you're like, why cannot, what's the matter with me? Why can't I get through my work? Why am I still taking it home? Why am I so stressed out? There's nothing the matter with you. You're an excellent employee. You're an excellent employee. You're working your little hiney off. They just forget what they assigned you before, and they added more stuff on top, and you're doing both things. But you also forgot what they assigned you when you got the job description because you've always done it. And so you're just like, email must take 30 minutes a day. You know what email on average takes for my team? I now know 3+ hours a day. That's a ridiculous amount of email, if you ask me. But there's no other way to do it. Like we've looked at, there's no other way to do it. Do you know how much time email takes you? Does your boss know how much time email takes you? So that's what we do. We really go through in here in the business planning day. And we talk again, just like we do over there. What role are you in your company right now? And we'll put a flip through of this in the replay as well. What role are you in? What's your primary role? It may not be what your job description is. This is great. The first thing I ask you before we go through planning day at all is, where are you in your work cycle? Are you promotion ready? Like, bring it on. I'll do whatever it takes. Are you maintaining? And that's totally acceptable in your paid work that you are literally, I go in, I do my job. I'm excellent at what I do. And I get out and I go do something else. That's fine. Be honest with yourself. Are you with the life preserver? And you're like, I don't know if I'm coming or going. I just know I'm doing the best I can. I am surviving. I'm hoping I don't get fired. I'm doing a really good job, but I can't articulate to my employer what I am doing. I just know I'm always working and it's never done. And I don't know how to get out of this. Or are you sunsetting yourself? Like, you want to leave this business with grace. You want to leave this job with excellence and move on to your next thing. And you would like to figure out how to do that in this quarter. And then we process through all of these pages. Like, okay, so what's going on in this quarter? What are the ideas coming your way? What is the purple work that is the projects that are new in addition to your job responsibilities? How are you dealing with your professional development, your meetings, meetings about meetings? What are your habits? What is your ideal week? How do you handle email tasks and routines? How do you build your daily systems? How do you build your weekly systems? How do you keep track of expenses? And on and on and on and on and on. One of our Organized 365 members was doing the Workbox planning day and bought two of the planners, one for her and one for her husband. And then she did it live. And then she was watching the replay and she had the planners out. She was planning her business and his business. And he's walking in the background. And every 10 or 15 minutes, he stops. He says, stop the tape. Okay. What does she mean by this? And then she would explain. Okay, roll the tape. And it's that one's also a 4-hour planning day. About 2.5 hours in, he has it. Stop the tape. How long is this? And she said, 4 hours. He goes, I have an MBA. I have been to trainings that cost so much money. He's like, how much was this? She's like, 100, I don't know, $200 or something. He's like, she understands business better than most people understand this. I don't know how she understands all this or knows all this. And I don't know how that she's offering this at this cost, because I've never seen anybody explain work the way she explains it and then help you plan your next quarter. So the Business Friday Workbox is done 4 times a year. It's done each quarter. And there is a little planner in the back, but I really more use it as like a diary, because your calendar is your best substantiation on your tax return for any expenses that you have. So that's how I use it. So this is our Organization is for Me in 2023 bundle. It organizes everything in your home. It organizes everything in your work. It organizes your productivity and your thought about the role that you're going to play in your home in the next 4 months. And it organizes your role and your productivity and what you're going to do in your business in the next quarter. And the next planning day, I meant to look this up, is I think it's the end of February or the beginning of March. And that's what you'll be registered for in that. So the next Workbox planning day is going to be on March 3rd. is about planning day that starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I want to reiterate this. And also, if you're watching the replay, you probably are not going to be able to do the planning day that starts tomorrow. If you sign up before 9 a.m. on the 31st, you will get registered for the live event that is happening on the 31st. You will not have your workbook. It is okay. Repeat after me. It is okay. You're going to come to the live event. You're going to watch it live. You're going to be in the chat. You're going to have coffee. You're going to drink from the fire hose. I tell everyone for all of my planning days to experience it and then watch the replay. There is a replay for 25 days. You will have time to go watch the replay when you get your workbook and actually do the work. So no big deal. Now, let's say you just saw this as a replay or you can't make your decision that fast. And you're going to sign up for the bundle on January 3rd or something like that. You will be registered for the next Productive Home Solution Planning Day, which is, the team will type it out. I think it's May something. First week in May. I think it's the first week in May. And you will plan your summer. So it doesn't matter. If you're like, okay, so I'm not going to make the decision today and I'm going to wait until 10 o'clock tomorrow so I can get the May planning day. Here's what I'm going to say to that. You're going to forget. Do not do that. Just go buy the bundle. We only have 260 of them to ship out. So you'd be waiting for more than just your planner if you miss out on the 260. Don't wait. You're never going to be ready for this. You're never going to have enough time. It's never going to be the perfect time. And also, how would you feel today if you had done this 2 years ago and here you are sitting with so much time you don't know what to do with and you're ready to really unleash on the world your capacity and your impact and your uniqueness that you were created for? You are never going to have enough time. Also, it doesn't matter how much time you have. All of the Organize 365 purchases are a lifetime. Lifetime. Yeah. So when you buy the Productive Home Solution, you're going to join people who were in the very first round of this 7 years ago when it was called three different names ago. It just keeps getting better and better and better and better. We keep adding in more and more and more, and your access to the training that you purchase never goes away. Live events like planning days, things like that, they do have a small, you know, they're live, you can watch the replay, and then they go away. Because that's a live event. You're supposed to take action. There'll be another one. There'll be another one. But as far as the binders, the training, the box, the access to the club, once you're in, you're in. Like, you join the club, you're in the club. No ongoing membership fee. No kicking you out. So life's going to happen. You're going to get sick. You're going to move. You're going to get a new job. So something's going to happen. And you're not going to be able to go at the pace you want to go. Let's just acknowledge it now. 2023 is for me, hasn't even started yet, but we already know there's going to be roadblocks. We already know there's going to be derailments in 2023. Your plan is not going to go according to plan, and that's okay. That is life. But your access to what you're purchasing is not going to go away. The education team supporting and encouraging you is not going to go away. And that's why the planning days are so awesome. Especially if you have been watching this and you have the Productive Home Solution, but it's been 2 years since you've gone through the program. It's a completely different program now. Come to Planning Day. Sign up for it today. Watch it as a live event tomorrow with popcorn and coffee. Get your workbook in the mail the next week. Watch the replay and do the work. As a teacher, I will tell you, you will get so much more out of Planning Day if you just allow yourself to experience the event, sleep, and then do the work with the replay. You'll get so much more out of it. Okay, so this is the end of my presentation. Look at, oh, no, it's not. I didn't tell you about the woosher. The woosher. You guys, I had this idea 2 nights ago. I'm not sleeping again. Up at 4 a.m. I'm thinking about you. I'm like, oh. You know when you... You know when you want something so bad for someone else and you're like, how many different ways can I explain to them what it's going to be like, what they have it like? You don't know what having an unlimited amount of time and your mental capacity is like because you maybe have never had it. And you don't even think it's a real thing. And you think it's just me and I'm totally crazy and that's why I have it. Kind of, yes. but also hundreds of people have the same thing happen because they went through the Organize 365 program. So I'm like, how do I explain this? So growing up, I always have a story. Growing up, we had a ranch house. It's not a big house, but you know, in a ranch house, everything's on the first floor. And then we had a full basement. And then our garage was underneath our house too. So you drove down the back and it was underneath. And so in the middle of this house was this chimney. And because the chimney was in the middle, it opened up on the living room and dining room and also in the basement. And so we had three fireplaces. And my dad would, he just loved to have fires. So during the winter, he would, on a weeknight, he would go and he would take a Duraflame and he'd put that in the fireplace in the family room. And he'd watch the nightly news and whatever. And he'd just, you know, stay in there with the Duraflame. And then on the weekends or when our family came down or whenever it was the holidays, he would make a big wood burning fireplace on the living room side. And I would always be in there, not because I wanted to watch the golf or the news or whatever boring thing he was watching, but I love a fire. I love the heat of a fire. And I would sit there and I would read or I would do jigsaw puzzles on little trays like I do right by the fire, almost in the fire, to be honest with you. And then on the weekends, my dad would go into the basement and he would make a big wood burning fire in the basement. He had a TV down there and he would watch sports and we could play because it was a gigantic like family room. So there were always these fires. And my husband loves to have fires as well. We have an electric fireplace in our bedroom. We have a wood burning fireplace in our family room. And then I put a gas fireplace in our basement when I used to do creative memories down there. So we're always having fires. We're always thinking about fires. My grandfather would have fires. And he had these special little, I don't have them. It must be some kind of a chemical, but he would have this tall, thin canister of these little like rocks. And when you put them in the fire, it would make it do all these different colors. It's probably not environmentally safe, but you know, that was my childhood. I'm a Gen Xer. So all these things about the fireplace. And my mother-in-law likes to shop out of catalogs and she knows that Greg likes fires. And so she got Greg a woosher. Do you guys have a woosher? Have you ever seen a woosher? They're probably totally pointless, but this is a really nice one because it came out of a catalog. And I remember, you know, growing up that my dad would always be tweaking with the fire, throw another log on the fire. And then occasionally he would use the woosher and he would, you know, whoosh. And when he whooshed, he was adding another log and he was whooshing the fire and putting a new log on there so it would catch fire faster so that the fire would be better. Me, I took that same woosher. And I would go to the Duraflame. The Duraflame is not healthy, I'm pretty darn sure. I mean, seriously, there's no way that this is emitting anything that is healthy for us. I would take the woosher over to the Duraflame, which is just a bunch of chemicals. Again, I do not recommend doing this now. And I'd be like, so I could get a little bit more heat because I was sitting there trying to get heat from the fire to do my puzzle. My dad just liked the ambiance of it, right? And so this is what you are doing now. A Duraflame is not meant to put out heat. A Duraflame is Pinterest perfect fire. You put it in the fireplace, you light it on two ends, it lasts for 2 to 4 hours, you move on, you have a fire. You have a fire, goes in a fireplace. So it's a real fire. But it is not a fire where you have to have your wood stacked like this and put kindling under there and get it going. And then, you know, every 20 minutes, add another log, and then go over and whoosh it so that the ashes come off of the natural wood to expose the hot wood. And you put on another piece of wood, which will catch fire, which keeps your fire growing. You can try to have a Pinterest perfect organization. You can download probably every single printable that we've already put inside of our binders. I know you can't. Like, I mean, you could download printables until your brain explodes on the internet. It's not going to make you an organized person. You could get all of them, all the containers to match. You can label them with your Cricut. You can have everything look totally perfect. It's not going to give you more capacity. It's not going to give you more time. Actually, it just sucked up all your time. I don't have anything labeled. I don't have anything labeled. But I have enough time, other than my slash buckets, but I have enough time to run a company that was number It's number 32 in the entire city of Cincinnati for female-owned businesses. We just got this award. We are the 32nd largest female-owned business in the city of Cincinnati. We're the second largest female-owned business in this township. And our township's pretty big. Like, that's huge. So I have enough time to do that and spend time with my grandson every day and date my husband and go back to school and get my PhD. Because I'm not trying to whoosh a Duraflame, you guys. I have created a fire, and about every 20 minutes, I'm throwing another log on. So I have my course. I know what needs to be done. I've set up a real fire over here. I've set up a real fire over here. And three times a year, I use my woocher and I add some more wood to my home life and make it more productive. And four times a year, I do the same thing with my work. And last year was really the year where I really started to hit my stride. I was like, oh, I think I know what I'm doing over here. And I was like, wow, 7 planning days. That is a lot of planning days. I mean, that's a lot. 7 to 28 hours. Well, it's not too bad. 28 hours a year. But, you know, I plan for the planning days and then I plan after the planning days. So even if that's three times as much, 75 hours, which is what? 2 full working weeks of planning, let's say, is what I do out of my 365-day year. That is where you get impact. That is where you get capacity and productivity. It's not the containers. It's not the labeling. It's not how it looks to have a fire. As a matter of fact, a real fire is messy. It gets too hot. It gets too cold. It almost burns out. You ran out of kindling. You have to go chop more wood. You need to bring it in. But a real fire is productive. A Duraflame fire is just Pinterest perfect. And from the outside, people don't know which one you have. There are so many people that think you're the most organized person. And you're like, I am barely keeping it together in here. You think I'm organized at work, but you should see my house. You think I'm organized at home, but you should see my work. You think I'm organized anywhere, but I'm not, because I always meet you at a coffee place. I just can dress myself and put makeup on. That's all I can do. I will not invite you into any of those places. Organization is an inside game. Organization is about how you feel, and it's about getting your brain back, becoming proactive, not reactive, taking control of your life, knowing no one is coming to save you. You are in charge of your own life, and you're going to live a long time, you guys. We're going to live a long, long time. The good Lord willing, we are going to live a long, long time. And I want to live more in control. I know I'm not 100% in control, but I'm more in control of my life when I have my Sunday basket going, when I have my work bus going, when I go to my planning days. I am more in control of my life. I would love for you to start planning your life like you plan your annual trip to the beach, like we do. I spend so much time planning that trip to the beach, which is here, and then it's gone. Take that kind of time and start planning your life. So this is the end of my stories. I'm going to go ahead and go on over, and I'm just going to keep everything running because I'm running everywhere for the questions that the team says I need to answer. But if you're watching the replay or you have a question and your question is not answered, number one, if you're watching this on a streamed device, go ahead and comment below and I will come in and I will answer, or someone on our team will come in and we will answer. If you're watching on the app, you know, when I stop this recording, we lose the transcript of what's going on right now. And so you'll need to re-ask your question. But the easiest way to get someone to answer your specific question for you is just to email customerservice@organize365.com. Here's my situation. I don't know if this is going to work for me. I have ADHD. I have depression. I have 89 killed kids. I'm moving next year. Like, whatever your scenario is. And then one of our education team members, which is who runs customer service, will email you back and say, okay, this is how we've seen people do this, and this is the answer, and just any questions that you have. So the replay will automatically be sent out to anybody who's joining us on Zoom. If you want the replay and you've been watching this on Instagram or Facebook or in the app, just email customer service. And if you could, in the subject, just say, I'd just like the replay email. And then we'll send you out the replay email, which will come out in a couple hours. It'll have the replay. And it'll have all those videos I told you that we will show you the flip through, just give you a little bit of a Cliff's Notes versus sending you into the content-rich Organize 365 site where you may never come out because there's so much content. Okay, so this is the end of the webinar portion. Now I'll go into the specific Q&As that are being answered. I just saw somebody say, can you tell us the difference between the end of the year bundle and Organizing is for Me in 2023? So Organizing for Me is in 2023 is what I just showed you here is our Friday workbox. It also includes the Friday workbox planning day and planner. It includes the Productive Home Solution, which includes the planning day and the workbook. So that is the Organize 365 is for Me in 2023. The difference between that and the year-end bundle is that the year-end bundle does not have the Friday workbox and it does not have the planner and planning day for work. It has the kids program in it and it also has in it the Sunday basket. So that's the simplest way to explain it. Everything is also available a la carte, but those are the bundles that we put together at the end of the year. Okay, is planning day only for the Productive Home Solution? Yes, it's only for people who are in the Productive Home Solution. So it is, it's all incorporated together. I'm interested in the Friday workbox and learning how to organize my new business. Would tomorrow's planning day help me? No, that is the business Friday workbox that is coming on March 3rd. If you're having questions about upgrading, go ahead and email customer service. And there is an international question. I don't have the paper in here with me. I should have. But I ordered A4 paper from Amazon in the United States. And when you put it inside of our slash pockets, it just sticks up about a centimeter and it's a little bit thinner. So it does work and it does still fit inside of our Sunday basket. I know I get that question. Someone's asking what my PhD will be in. It will be in psychology. I mentioned that we did our research. 87% of Americans believe organization is a learnable skill. And then I gave you some of those statistics. We did 3 research studies like that on what is housework, who's doing housework, how much is it, blah, blah, blah. I would like to be in that conversation and continue that conversation and the conversation around home economics. And so that is what I'll be getting my PhD in. I don't see any questions over here that the team is asking me to answer. So they must have answered them for you guys in the Zoom. I am going to just encourage you, please email customerservice@organize365.com. They are happy to answer your questions. We are not closed over New Year. Everyone's working over the New Year's weekend. They just had a great 4-day weekend for Christmas and they took off some extra time. So they are ready. They are over ready to answer your questions because we are so... You don't have to join the Organize 365 programs and services. We just don't want you to think maybe it's a good fit for you, but you're not sure and you don't get your question answered. Let us answer your question. Let us tell you what in the store would work best for what phase of life you're in or for whatever your budget is. We will be able to figure all of this out. Thank you so much. You also will be able to find this replay at organize365.com under the events tab on the orientations page. All right. Thanks, everyone.